Hare Krishna. Are you chanting Hare Krishna too?
I chant as and when I don't have a regular routine.
Why? The rest of your family is devotees. Daily prayers? What prayers? Hare Krishna. But how long does your daily prayers take?
It varies on days, 10, 15 minutes.
No, but you should chant Hare Krishna. That's the most important daily prayer.
I don't do the chanting of the mala, but it is part of it.
No. You should just chant on the mala and chant a minimum, at least one mala a day, and then gradually increase. You're going to die. You're just working hard to die. At least you may as well work hard to become Krishna conscious.
Slowly.
Well, don't do it slowly, because slowly you're getting in the grave.
It's true. I didn't see the signs, but it seems to be really slow.
Well, do it. Take it seriously, because it's serious business. Don't worry about all these other issues.
No, don't worry about issues. It's a case of I have playing of bhajans, which stop playing in my head all day through my work.
That's all right.
But it's not so much of Maharaj.
Just because other people are eating doesn't mean that you don't have to eat.
No, I don't.
So other people may be doing bhajans. That doesn't mean you don't have to do bhajans.
No, I take it what I feel connection.
It's not enough. Yes. No. You have to do it yourself. You're the one who has to do the bhajan. You're the one who has to chant. You're the one who has to read. Doesn't matter about listening to what other people are doing. You have to make the effort yourself. Because you're the one who needs to be purified, and you have to appeal and show yourself to Krishna. And you have to make that sincere and serious effort. It's an effort that you have to make. Not that someone else is doing and it's some kind of hobby. It's very serious business. This is all you should be doing, is practicing Krishna consciousness. Everything else is just taking up your time, robbing your time. So therefore, and you have time, you just have to prioritize and take this very seriously. So even if you just chant, start with one round a day, then that will be very good. Look, your sister's a serious devotee. That's what you need to be also, very serious. Your mother?
Very honest, very straightforward, very clean, very tidy. Got all the qualities.
Yeah. Well, at least you should do half and half.
Pardon?
You should do half and half.
Half and half.
Because if you understand Vilap Kusumanjali properly, then you won't be able to put Bhagavatam down. Because then you'll see that in the Bhagavatam also. So Bhagavatam is everything. That's the basis, and primarily Krishna's pastime, 10th canto. And 11th and 12th canto, those you should also read. It's very important because you may have a taste for something, but that doesn't mean that there aren't other things that you shouldn't do in order to become purified, further purified. And you need to have further understanding. So do half and half. No, it's good.
The thing is, because my health sometimes doesn't permit me to do a lot of other things, but my Giriraj Puja is the minimum.
Does that Shambhi Hari?
I do without fail, because it takes very little time. Some days are very, very bedridden days, and I feel that things are getting worse, and I'm getting to a stage where I get a little bit of anxiety, that not a little bit, quite a lot. Thinking, I'm not doing enough, I'm not progressing, I'm not advancing. How do I, what do I do to
Advancement's not up to you, it's up to Krishna. That's all right, that may be natural. That's a natural characteristic of Krishna consciousness, is trying to do more, right, and never feeling fully satisfied. But that's what... You need to, ultimately it's going to depend on Krishna's mercy. And you have to know how to cry for Krishna's mercy, because advancement will depend on him. There's only so much you can do. And beyond that, unless Krishna bestows his mercy, Krishna's associates bestow their mercy, then we're here. And to get from here to there, that's up to them.
It's called
separation, service and separation. In other words, we're separated or distant from Krishna. So we should feel that separation, that yes. How are you?
Fine, how are you, Maharaj?
Okay. That we feel ourselves separated from Krishna, because we are. We're here and Krishna's there. And unless Krishna happens to be kind upon us, then we don't have the opportunity to come into his presence. And that's our whole business, is to actually somehow or another invoke Krishna's mercy. That's good. That's fine. Huh? What you're doing now is what you're supposed to be doing. If if you feel inadequacy and you want more, you can, you know, and you feel very, it's just like children. When the children feel that they're being separated from their parents, then they cry. And maybe you just can't cry in public. Anyway, well, that's good, and you can appeal to Krishna and pray to Krishna that please give me your mercy. and Srimati Radharani. It's a cultivation, and it doesn't happen by force. It doesn't happen just by effort either. So you're doing good, but we don't call the shots. we make an effort. That's what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, because I was getting very, very anxious because when I spent a lot of time at A&E, very, very sick, very ill with vertigo and MS and I found things in my brain. And the things are really, the health wise is progressing quite bad. I know it doesn't look like it externally. I can deal with the pain I get from my physical. I'm not even an ounce worried about it. That doesn't bother me. What worries me is that mentally I just want to be totally just there in Krishna, you know, that feel that. I think it's because I feel my main bottom line is self-separation. I feel like I'm totally
okay, but the separation is meant Krishna stays separate from us in order to intensify our absorption in him. Because that kind of absorption is stronger than actually being in Krishna's presence. So therefore our whole line of Krishna consciousness, of chanting Hare Krishna, is just this Vipralamba Seva, this mood of service and separation. And that feeling should help you focus more.
So that's I am absorbed a lot.
Yeah.
And I am absorbed. My everything is all about it. And I think it's just because my health has taken a toll, and I felt that.
Who's going to take care of your guru? Don't ask me who's going to take care of it.
No. Jagannath, Priya, and Adosaja, they won't be in their house. But when I just wanted you to talk to them, they don't know what to and how to. They just wanted some instructions from you. I mean, not asking how to talk to me, but what should be done and what shouldn't be done. Because I am planning on going over to Scotland and organizing the lockdown and situation in the night so I can transfer over as to and spend more time in Scotland. So I think it's slowly moving across. I think in the next few years, things are, at least what they say, you know.
So that you move to Les Mahigo?
Yeah.
Were you going to get a place there?
Yeah, in the house they said they'll keep me there. Uh-huh. They used to keep me there. She's preparing herself. She doesn't know what to do. After they talk to Guru Maharaj, they told me this. I mentioned to Guru Maharaj the next time they see when you have time, if you can speak to them and give them some guidance.
About what to do on?
Yeah, regards to me being, because they've never given anything like that. She says, how to look after to
okay, but that's like a nursing profession, yeah. Business. And
as in spiritual.
Spiritual is something else, but what should be done and how to take care. Well, I need to see them, meet them personally.
So whenever you have time.
Well, when I need to see them personally for that. When they got, when they're the ones who got time.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Can I get your autograph?
You can, if I get a pen. Okay, good.
And some blessings as well from you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. That's your plan. Well, the thing is that if you're there and when you're there, then I'll come. Then I'll come there because they're not going to be able, they don't understand this. So therefore, they're not going to be able to really discuss this with you in any detail. They're not going to be able to help you. What they need to do, all they can do is read to you.
Deities there, so that will get you.
Yeah. That's very good. I like that.
First, I need to
Say that again. Can you put a little more water in it?
That's the reason I can't go private. To find out quicker about what's going on with my health and get looked at, I have to wait for the NHS. That's why all the draft all this time is taking very long time to find out what is wrong and all the MRIs. I mean, when I go to India, I can get tests done there, but the UK doctors are one exception. They said, well, they have different levels of testing and things like that. So I don't know.
But you can find out what's happening when you go to India. They're just as good or better.
I am going in October. I'm introducing Sonali to Narasimha Dev and my approach. Because I want to, before I move away, I want to make sure that they're in Krishna consciousness and step a little bit. Because she's the youngest. So I'm taking her to my approach.
Not too much. It's okay. Okay, one round a day.
That's her son. So they're both Lee Chans.
One round a day. One round a day. Yeah. At least you stick to that as a minimum.
Yeah, I have my minimum. 4 rounds a day.
Minimum. Very good. Excellent.
Find an association of ours. I do, which I live next to the manor. So
yeah.
I have quite a bit of an association that I tend to do the weekends and my times off. As you said in the class today, that is like the second job that we live in, you know? And in a way, that's what I'm trying to make it as. So that's why I sort of feel that really connected to what you said today. So.
Yeah, working is our primary job is becoming Krishna conscious. Because when you die, everything stays here. So it's a bad investment. Put all your time into something that you can't take with you. It's not good business. Better invest time and energy in something that you can take with you.
Agree with that, and that's why something I like to have a snowball effect on my devotion, hopefully, my spiritual life, really. try and see to improve. That's all I can do at this moment.
How long have you been?
Yeah. Thanks for coming down. Give me the opportunity to serve video over here. So
he's been driving me around because I wouldn't get here.
So yeah, I've had a lot of association.
She's good association.
Yeah, great association this weekend. So yeah, thank you for coming down. So I have the opportunity. So yeah.
Anyway, Josh is sort of moving along.
Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah, keep me abreast of things.
Yeah.
Are you planning to come to Hungary at any time?
Yeah, I should come when there's new festival. Because I'm staying at Anuragi's, and Anuragi wants some work, cooking lessons. Would you like to cook in? I'd love to do that.
Hare Krishna. Okay, 50-50.
Oh, yes. That was that's my plan.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. I'm very sorry about the video.
Say that again.
I'm very sorry about knocking the video out. If that was me, I wasn't sure that I knocked it out.
Oh, I didn't notice it was you. I thought it was one of the ladies.
I was trying to stay clear at the time.
No, it's there's a loose connection. So if someone just taps it, then... I didn't notice that it was you, no. This is. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Yeah. Come here.
Sorry.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. How are you?
I'm fine. I would like to have something little for Gau Mataji.
For cows?
For the cows, yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
So
I need to... Okay, we'll put this separate.
Information you would like to come, and Prabhuji would like to work on the farm with the cows.
When I was growing up, I was very lucky to take the cows out in our little village in the morning.
Where?
In Sankalpur, Gujarat.
Uh-huh.
So my parents, grandfather and mother were part of a temple.
How many cows did you take out?
I was very little at the time. Yeah. So they would own in the house. We would take them out in the morning. I would never forget.
Uh-huh.
It was, you know. And,
did you milk the cows?
My auntie would. Uh-huh. My auntie would. She would give me the first one. So it was an amazing,
fresh.
amazing.
Fresh from the cow.
Yes. Absolutely, proper. And it is something you never forget.
No.
Never forget. So that's what I was saying to Prabhu, that when I come to Hungary, that's something I'd love to do.
You can sleep in the barn. I mean, not with the... We have... there's devotees' residents also in the barn. Because some of the cowherd boys live there.
Oh, wow, I would love to go.
So you can move in the barn.
Why not? It would be fantastic. It would be brilliant.
Good.
They really enjoyed your film. Absolutely. You're totally right. We forget that it's, just down to the supermarket and fill up.
And, you know, the milk what we're getting at the supermarket is not, first of all, it's not really milk.
No.
And second, it's unfortunately connected to the meat industry as well.
Yes. What will they, the leftovers from the meat, they convert it into food that they feed the cow.
Fish meal and yes. other things. No, no, but they kill the cow. Yes. All those cows only live about 2.5 years, 3 years before they're slaughtered.
Yes.
And the bulls are... either they're slaughtered before 1 year of age or as calves.
They don't even know they're pregnant properly. They artificial insemination, and then within hours of the baby being born, they take it away. So I've gone vegan properly. I can't be in that industry. I don't want to.
Yes, that's correct.
Nothing.
That's correct. But don't be vegan, but rather... just like we have this Ahimsa milk.
Yeah, 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 of course.
Then that's
yes, yes.
But that's what I do also. Yeah. I can't eat milk or milk products that come from some other source other than our own farms.
I just wonder whether we need to be, in terms of, as an organization, whether we need to make a fact about, well, if it's only milk from a proper
milk, only,
and not commercial milk, whether we should be heading in that sort of direction.
We should be. Not, it's not heading. Prabhupada already directed us 50 years ago. That's why he told us that all of our temples and restaurants should be getting their milk and milk products from farms. But it costs more. And you have to be willing to pay the price. So it costs more, but that's how much milk costs. And it costs more when you have small quantities. When you're talking about thousands of liters, then the price starts coming down. Because, you know, certain costs don't escalate with the number of cows.
It's such a difficult thing to balance, isn't it? You know, in terms of... But we have to do it. It's not a... You know,
yes.
It's our belief. It's
our social structure is based on our connection with cows.
Yeah,
and our whole economy, social structure is cows and bulls. And of course we've created an artificial society which slaughters and abuses our father and mother. So what kind of benefit can you expect from that? You can't expect anything good ultimately to come from that type of social setup. Our business is to protect our mother and father, not to actually exploit them. But our society doesn't see the cow and the bull in that same way.
And ultimately, they think of it as an animal.
And ultimately, if you want to go towards protecting cows and you want to produce large quantities of milk, what the implication of that is that you have to forget about our technology and industrial society, because you have to employ the bulls. It's not just cows. For every cow, there's a bull. And what do you do with the bulls? So they have to work. And that's what they did before. They did all the work. Well, now you replace them with tractors and so many other machines. So if you're protecting the bulls, then you've got all these bulls doing nothing. The only way that works, they have to be engaged, which means that you have to retire all the machinery. So it does mean a economic and a an entire social shift. Yeah, now that's very nice. It's a shift in the direction of society. And that is the direction we should go in, because that's how God planned it. That's how Krishna designed society to function. We're not meant to depend on machines. It's very complex. You've got the internal combustion engine. What does that mean? That means that you're drilling holes inside the earth. You're drawing out all of this petroleum out of the earth that keeps the earth buoyant. If the earth shifts, because we're taking billions of gallons of oil out of the earth, and if the earth shifts even a fraction of a degree, all of a sudden the poles move, the poles shift, you've got melting of poles and so on. In other words, just why?
It's man activity, isn't it? It's people activity.
Yeah. It's a very intricate system. Everything is connected and interconnected. And unless we actually live in harmony with the way Krishna designed things, we start monkeying around. That's where that phrase, monkeying around, comes from. You start monkeying around with that peg, and the same material energy we're utilizing, it will kill us. So what's global warming? Worrying about global warming, the worrying about rising of seas and cities like New York and Bangladesh and everything just disappearing. And you've got a problem with fresh water. You've got fresh water supplies, which means that wars are likely going to be fought over water. Who has water rights? Pakistan, China, India, everyone's after the same glaciers and glacier runoff.
I guess to change behavior, change patterns, you got to start with the young.
Yes. You have to start with the children. And you also have to. We have to change our souls. We have to purify our souls, which means it has to be in tandem with spiritual values. So unless you have Krishna consciousness, people will not change.
There has to be
both a philosophy and a theology. There has to be a reasoning there, and people have to understand this is how God created things, and if you don't follow that, things will fall apart. So you come to visit.
Yeah, we are. Oh, absolutely, bro. We just wasn't to be, but we are going to come.
Okay, good.
I really, really want to go and work on the farm.
You're welcome.
I really look forward to it. Absolutely look forward to it.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. You're chanting 16 rounds a day?
I did today.
Okay, that's good. Hare Krishna. How are you being?
I'm being fantastic. Excellent.
How have you been doing?
Good much. How are you?
Okay, have a seat.
Thank you for coming.
It's okay.
Do you mind signing this book for me?
Okay, you got a pen for me?
Sorry.
Please, God, ask him.
My son?
Hare Krishna.
Krishna is my school friend.
Are you chanting Hare Krishna?
I try to.
You try to?
Try to go more often.
It's only three words.
We come to the Sangha group here, the children's Sangha group.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Roshana is my friend, a school friend.
Really? You went to school with her?
Yeah, we went to school together. Oh. Still friends.
What do you do now?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
If she wanted to be a doctor, I thought...
I know. My daughter's becoming a doctor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I look after a son who's got disabilities, and my son here, and I have a mom who's got dementia, so I look after...
You got your hands full. Is she bad, or is she
She's
mild?
Not so bad at the moment, but we can see things changing. You know, and uh-huh. I think it can either change rapidly, or it'll take a long, long time.
So, horrible thing.
Yeah.
That was my mother was always saying, I don't mind if I die, just don't make sure I don't want to get the medicine.
Yeah, none of us
anyway,
have that choice.
Anyway, she didn't. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going
on. You should chant one round a day, every day. Very easy.
One round of the whole mala.
Yeah.
108 all the way. Times mala is amazing.
I wanted to speak to Roshana because we want to come to Rajadham. I want to bring him because he loves his environmental
things.
So there's a lot to learn.
You'll
there,
see
isn't
it.
There?
Beautiful.
Yeah. No, we'll try and arrange it with Roshana then we come.
She's arranged for so many to come.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Shukra
Shakti.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Japan. How's everything going?
Good morning. Thank you. We hope we can come and visit. We just got married a few months ago. We hope we can come to you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good choice. Good
choice. Yeah, come whenever you like. Summertime is really, really busy, or at least accommodation is really hard to round up. You have to really book in the... It's almost like a year in advance. Then after fall and winter, then it's much more quiet and peaceful.
Yeah. You know, chanting 16 rounds or one round, whatever you can do, minimum one, is what I just heard you saying. What about?
Well, you can't chant less than one.
You can't chant, yes, exactly.
But ultimately, you should chant more. You should chant 32.
Okay.
32.
I know, but...
You've got time. How much time do you watch TV?
I don't watch much TV.
What do you do?
I'm still working.
Still working. But then when you retire, then you can do 32.
And that's the plan. What I'm asking you, when I travel to work, for 1.5 hours coming and going.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 3 days a week. So while driving, you can still continue chanting. Isn't it that has got any place here?
You can chant.
Continue
but
Hare Krishna.
Yes, but it's different than chanting on mala. Because chanting on mala is meditation.
Yes.
And when you're driving, hopefully you're meditating on your driving.
Yeah, of course. But so, or doing anything, housework or in the house.
Yeah, but that's different,
different than
doing the mala. Yeah. When you do mala, you sit and you meditate on nothing else. Just on the chanting. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Are you going?
Pardon?
Are you going?
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Maharaj, we just wanted to give you a small donation. My mum's a disciple called Gurina Maharaj, and this is Madhavananda,
who's new.
So I thought you'd like that.
I do. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Dantasya, who never showed up the other day. Why don't you just invest in a hospital?
I know, yeah, I'm going to start
open
my
one.
The back garden.
Dantasya's clinic.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Coming,
thank you so
we're
much.
Tomorrow, you said Monday morning.
Yeah. And I'm not, yeah, it may be a little... What time's my plane?
2:50.
12:50. Well, 11:30. I'm going to go see Shruti. So,
Nine o'clock.
That'll be a slow, short puja because I won't dress them. Yeah, at least we can. I saw Arisa at least. She bolted out the door.
Yeah. She had to work. She's working in London today and Manchester. Just everywhere. Can't keep it's just a tiny, it's 9:07
because I don't have
enough.
Say that again?
It's
9:07
because I don't have enough. It's just a tiny.
Is this out of your university money?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, when I went to university, I worked during the summer.
Yeah.
I worked all summer long because it's not summer yet. Okay, thank you. Well,
but,
yeah, we just wait. Did you do your test yet?
I have. Which
your that whole course that.
The Gurdaset?
Yeah.
No, my mom wants me to do it, sorry, so I'm waiting to do it. No, she's saying you have to do it with her, let's go get it together.
Shukta Shakti.
Oh no!
No! She's going to blame me for that.
Yeah, it was Dantasia who came up
with
that. I made some marzipan for Radha Damodar that I gave to
you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, thanks for coming, and we'll see you tomorrow. Make sure you come. Did you just come down from Leicester?
We had service in the morning.
Where?
We're going to come for the class, but then we end up doing kirtan until really late last night.
Where, in Leicester?
In Leicester, because the Guru Maharaj is not doing well.
He's there?
No, he's not there. He's in Mathura.
Uh-huh. Someone actually told me. Who told me? Someone I was talking to.
Vrishnamath.
No. How's his, what is it?
Medicine stopped working. That was the news I got last night. We did treatment.
That what's not working?
Medicines?
Yeah.
The doctor suspected that his brain is starting to bleed. Medicine doesn't work. And he's still in the hospital in Mathura. Nati hospital. So I might be flying next week to see him.
Should offer my obeisances. Last time I saw him was in Delhi. No, he wasn't. Anyway, he was just lying. Wasn't long after he got the stroke, actually. Happened, yeah. You never know. Material body. So you're going to fly there? What hospital in Mathura?
Naiti Hospital. I think that's the new hospital in this
region. Yeah, they got some good hospitals there now.
So I might be going, I might not go, because I need to get visa to India. I've got Nepal passport. So because the bank is there, I'll try and choose the... my dad, he met him. Mm-hmm. He might be coming over from Nepal.
Okay, well, if you go, then offer my respects and pray that we can always remember Krishna. That's our main business, that we can remember Krishna and not forget him. We can't avoid the physical setbacks. We can't avoid that material body. And these things are always going to cause problems. But the main thing is that we can just always remember Krishna. We don't forget him. Whatever situation we find ourselves in.
We also thinking for the Nitya Seva project. That's our next project, Maharaj. Now we've got a house there, so we're just planning for that.
Yeah.
Hopefully in a year time.
Well, let's do it in installments. Doesn't have to be in one go. Choose a day. Set down the day, and then just. Do it as you can. Hare Krishna.
You're going back to Leicester now.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
This is is Rita, a friend.
Hare Krishna.
This is a friend from high school days.
She told me, I was just talking to her, yeah.
And her son.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
He loves Shingadev. He has a picture of Shingadev.
He loves the Narasimha prayers every day in the morning before he goes to college. He'll put it on his iPad. He loves to hear it.
Oh.
And this is Jamie. You're growing up.
We met him also.
Learning how to be a devotee.
She promised to chant around a day now.
Good to do it because it's Pashottam month, so you know it's good to
always do
every day. But we'll start with that. You enjoyed your stay here, and it's sort of
sure, especially when I'm sitting out here.
Yeah. I know.
I like to get a bulldozer and bulldoze the building.
Oh dear.
Build a new one, that one too.
I saw that one on the 36. We drove up to it and I said, oh my God, this has really changed. She said, no, it's next door.
Alright. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna. Hittan, you were shocked in that Irish shit, Shambi Hare.
Sorry. I just
wanted
to
know
that
when
I'm going to
give.
Thanks, all right. Just
Hare
for the
Krishna.
Monday. Hare Krishna. I just went first time. I just came today. I know that ISKCON. I heard about
which,
ISKCON.
Which one? You came here first time. Oh.
And the first time, you know the Jagannath
yeah,
and the Ghat festival.
Yeah, yeah.
So that I am from Odisha, the Puri.
You're from Puri. Right.
So when I heard that temple, you know the Ghat festival here.
Yeah.
And I got a mess, and that's how I got into. Then I said, who are these people? Then I know about ISKCON.
Yeah.
And then that other day, the film, I went to see one of my friends took me. Slowly, I'm getting it.
Very good. What's your name?
Sasmita.
Sasmita.
Yes, Sasmita. Yes. Sasmita. And you know, fortunately, I'm also Das, my last name.
Das.
So when I just saw the old Das, I said, oh, I know Das means like the servant.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, it's my name, like last name, Das, so automatically I'm in there. So anyway, thanks.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Nice to meet you.
Hare Krishna. Nice to meet you. Thanks.
She's from Puri.
Puri. Yeah, from Puri. Jagannath.
She wants to have a chat with you.
Okay.
No, you said I wanted to. She wants. No, I said you.
You want to have a chat.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. For your association, I'm first time when I was in Mayapur. It was a nice plus. Then
well, when
you
came with the group.
Back,
yeah. Are you chanting now?
I'm chanting right now, yes.
How much?
To keep it to 4 rounds. If I can do more, I'll do more.
Okay, you've been busy?
I have been, but it's no excuse. I've just been getting up enough to like get to work, but now I've got more time to get up a bit early to do more rounds. So
yeah, chanting and reading, those two things are really important. To read Srimad Bhagavatam and to chant Hare Krishna, those are the real core foundational activities. If you do those, then that will actually really help you enter deeply into what Krishna consciousness means. Otherwise, we get so distracted by so many things in the world that we live in that we sacrifice our own soul. We don't have time for our own spiritual development. Everyone's running here, there, but the end result is we're just going to die. So we're so busy, investing so much time, energy, and money, and the end result is that we're going to lose our body and lose everything that we're working for. So then what is the real benefit for that? So rather we need to invest our time and energy in things that are permanent, things that are eternal. And what's eternal is our spiritual investment, our own spiritual lives. Hare Krishna. Okay, Seema, what did you want to talk about?
We just wanted to thank you, giving so blessed. I hope we haven't committed any mistakes.
No, it was great. It was nice being there at your place. It's nice and spacious. Nice house.
So we shouldn't be changing it. Because I was thinking if we go slightly downside, then you know, we'll have more time for other spiritual activities. But then I think maybe is it for my comfort I'm changing, so I get confused in my mind.
No, I don't. It's not an issue of whose comfort. I think it's an issue of investment. You want me to sign that? I think it's an issue of that house is a good investment, and it's just going to go up in price, especially if you build a building in the back. So I wouldn't advise you to do it right now. If you're going to do it any time, wait until you finish building that other building and so on. And then, but it's up to your husband. It's up to your husband.
Did you get good wives in the house?
Yeah.
The wives are good? Because sometimes we have problems, you know, we get fight, argue, and I think, oh, it's because of the house.
No, it's not because of the house. If it was fighting and arguing, everybody would be playing musical chairs with houses all over the world. No, it's Kali Yuga. People fight and argue. The house is fine. House is fine. And I'm really happy that she's moving in the temple. 2 weeks. Yeah.
She doesn't want to go longer. I tried to convince her, but
I just want to see what it's like.
No, she wants to.
Yeah.
Obviously, but she's doing
she
it for
months. She gets married and everything. She said, I'll settle there. So I can send my kids to go to She has bigger plans.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what happens. Because the Gurukul is not just for people to send their kids. You have to actually be willing to participate in the community. So it's a community school.
Only
people who make themselves fortunate.
Maharaj, we'll come and see you in the manor on 14th. We're coming there anyway, 14th of July, to pick her up. We might see her.
Yeah, they're having a wedding there.
You're coming back
on 14th July?
I'm just coming for Radha Damodar's having this event. So I'm just coming back for a couple of days.
Oh, just a couple of days?
Yeah.
This is Leicester.
No, Manor.
No, Manor.
Manor.
We are going on 14th July.
Some more water?
No, no, I'm fine. I'm fine.
So nice to see you again.
Amazing.
What are you going to build a new building here?
That's a good question.
Because the land is valuable. The buildings.
Right.
Yeah. You can build
double story.
A little bigger, and you can build a simple frame.
Double story.
Well, that's a real fixed frame building, but you can build light frame buildings with good insulation and so on. Is there any more space behind?
No.
This is as far as it goes.
It's a school at the back.
Can bring it forward a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
You could, and you could, I don't know.
Go all the way to the edge. You could go to the edge. It's about 2 foot there, three foot. It's true. It's a new generation, I think, will take it on. Like her son.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Instruct them and then hope everything happens Please, with your blessings, it will happen.
Hare Krishna.
89 Maharaj, you came. 89 with our Guru Maharaj.
Where, here?
At 89, because it was your initiation day.
Where? Here?
89. And first time both of you came.
It's like amazing.
You just walked and you smiled and you came together. It was like the whole place was full of effulgence.
That's when you had initiation?
I had it in 91.
Wow.
And it was like two sons coming. There's only one son. But there were two. And the effulgence and the smile. I can't just get over it. I've always had that picture.
I can't remember.
I always had that picture in my mind. You were standing on this side, Guru Maharaj was standing on this side. Both of you just walked in and it was like, we didn't even want to greet you or anything.
I can't remember. I mean, I remember coming and going at different times.
Yeah.
I remember being with them in Coventry when we installed Gornitaya.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes, yes. That was in 92. I think 91,
92. Well, whenever it was, I don't remember. 91?
When you came for the initiation here, Keshav Bharti Maharaj was there, and Indradumna Maharaj came.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
But both of you walked together, you and my Maharaj.
Yeah?
It was so... The whole place lit up. Literally, the effulgence from all the Maharajas. But both of you gave the... The spark was there.
Damodar,
Janani.
It was so,
but
accidentally
I've known you, I just
wanted to take this.
The other one we can
talk about. I don't know, I just touched this, I wanted to take it.
You touched it and?
She thought she had to have it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's Venu Gita.
So lovely. Venu Gita I have got is brown color writing, light. But this one is black. The other one is so difficult for me to read.
That was, yeah.
That was the first
book.
Yeah.
It was the first book of this series. And that was a mistake. Dried Veda Maharaj told me, don't write things in brown.
Difficult
for me because
I'm partially sighted.
It's so difficult.
I try every time. I read little and I can't
read much. Yeah, this is third edition.
All
right,
we've asked for Nithya Seva.
Say that again.
Nithya Seva, we've spoken to Mohi.
Thank you.
And I hope to come. Monday,
to
Krishna Valley.
He was amazing trip, but it was like once in a lifetime.
So that's why you left us.
And we'd like to do Rajbhog, like with your instruction. I mean, you instructed us to do Rajbhog. So I'm going to take it on when I come for 2 weeks, I come.
Yeah. You just come and cook. I just give guidance on eating, not on cooking.
You know Maharaj, when Maharaj was dressing in the field, Maharaj was dressing.
Yeah. Radha Maharaj.
Maharaj does everything. Maharaj is so good.
That's the real nectar. I think we're going to start. Yeah, it took us an hour and a half to get here. I don't know what it's going to be today. Although tomorrow's a holiday, right? So that shouldn't be so bad.
Navi. This time it will be a little bit better.
Navi. I think we're going to start, isn't it? Get back. It'll be a while by the time.
Thank you very much.
M25?
You can eat stuff. Even through the city should be fine. Now it shouldn't.
In the city there won't be any traffic.
Uh-huh. It's all works.
Okay. I got the... I got Kieran driving here.
I have a question for you. I'm not able to follow it constantly. I mean, the graph is like, once it will be like growing and once it will be like dropping down. I mean...
What, in terms of chanting?
In terms of chanting and also following, I mean, I would follow all the four regulatory principles, but I mean, I'm not able to increase or stay constant in thinking of Krishna or doing anything to him or anything like that. Maybe it's because of losing the association with devotees, or I'm not sure.
Where are you living?
Yeah, nearby.
Uh-huh. But you need to be regulated. Spiritual life means regulation. It means rising early in the morning and then having dedicated time to chanting and hearing, so chanting your rounds, and then whatever number of rounds that you chant, then you fix to that and you dedicate to those number of rounds. And that's very important. You don't become a slave of your mind, that sometimes I do more, sometimes I do less. However much you do, and whatever commitment you make, then you stick to that. And from there, that will make you spiritually strong. You will get strength, and you also get inspiration to increase.
Yeah, I feel the difference when I was chanting 4 rounds and 8 rounds.
But you have to chant 4 rounds every day. And if you chant 4 rounds regulated every day, then you'll end up chanting 5 and 6 and 7, and it will increase. So, and ultimately, one should be able to chant, one should organize life in order to chant 16 rounds and be able to regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam, and so on.
The thing is, I mean, I work, but I feel like I don't get time to read books. I don't. And I'm not able to manage.
Well, how many hours do you work?
9 to 10.
Huh?
Including commute. 9 to 10 hours, including commute.
10 hours. So that means you have 14 hours left. You need to just organize time. So because we are chanting 4 rounds, that means that's a half hour.
Now I'm chanting 12 rounds, maybe, but I'm not able to be consistent in 12 rounds.
But the better you chant 8 rounds and you read for half an hour. 8 rounds is 1 hour, and read, but then you stick to that. And you start, you read Bhagavad Gita from beginning to end, Srimad Bhagavatam beginning to end. No, it's important, because by acquiring transcendental knowledge, then your intelligence becomes fixed. And when intelligence is fixed, then you can control your senses and your mind. Otherwise, it's not possible. Hey, Shambhi Harry, we're going to start moving on. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. We're going to get ready. I'm going to start assembling the troops.